Awesome. Hello, everyone. Again, checking back in from ZCon 4, recording a few of these interviews just to give the Zcash community an update on various things that people are working on and various ideas in the space. I'm here with Rene Vergara, who has been working on ZGo. And I think we could just use this as like a quick 10 to 15 minute opportunity to share a little bit more about yourself and the things you've been working on. Maybe the best way is an intro and yeah, what's your background, what you got, what got you interested in Zcash and obviously building on ZGo.
For me, actually, Zcash was my gateway into crypto. I've always been interested in coding and also working with privacy technology, like more from the user side. And that's kind of how I stumbled into Zcash. And I really, like, I couldn't believe that there was already the technology to do private payments and that people really didn't know about it and weren't using it. So I got involved in the community. And as part of that, I sort of kind of like kept nagging at me that there was this gap in the ecosystem about being able to pay with Zec in an everyday basis. And at some point I just decided like, maybe I try to do something about it. And I made a little prototype and it kind of worked. And I shared it with a few people and they said, yeah, that looks interesting. So I decided to keep going. And the community has been very helpful in providing ideas as to what would be more useful. And that kind of led us also into the direction of trying to integrate with existing applications. So now we kind of have both kind of like a point of sale that you can use on a brick and mortar face-to-face, and also ways to integrate with applications that you can send invoices and get paid in Zec, or you can create e-commerce shops and get paid in Zec directly. So far that has been the main goal, is to implement a way that makes it very easy for a vendor to start accepting Zec, trying to automate and smooth out all the friction that you could be having, due to, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about the UX and the wallets and all of that. And, we're working on to try to remove that friction away from the process of just exchanging for Zec.
Awesome. I think that's super valuable. So, I mean, obviously it is a bit of a gap, because if you go even within this event, and this isn't being critical, it's just like we're on that path towards having this future state, like giving vendors the ability here to be able to accept Zcash so we can go around and spend it here within the conference, I think in a future state would be really cool. ZGo could be potentially the thing that drives that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've been discussing that with Zach Beck as well, because he has a similar idea of like bringing together the vendors and bringing together the users, the people that have Zec and are willing to spend it, and creating a tool that helps, makes it easier, reduces the technical curve that people need to start doing it, I think is going to help with adoption.
No, for sure. So at a high level, just so we can again set the context, ZGo is a application that allows people to implement the ability to create invoices and accept Zcash for payments in physical brick and mortar stores and online e-commerce stores potentially.
Yes.
Does it have its own specific hardware? So if I want to like use ZGo at my coffee shop in X City, do I need to buy a specific hardware, or it can implement, or is the idea to integrate it with current existing point of sale systems?
Well, right now we design it so it's completely hardware agnostic. You can run it on anything that can run a modern web browser. That's part of why we chose to make a web app rather than a particularly iOS app or an Android app, because it kind of like sets us free from those ecosystems of the app stores. If you have a browser, you get to ZGo. One of the challenges with integrating with existing point of sale systems is that they all do everything they can to become walled gardens. That is always going to be a challenge, because they want lock the vendors in. They want them to use the proprietary hardware, the proprietary software, their own payment processor, so they can take the fees off of it. And I think that's always going to be a challenge. And one of the things that I've been thinking of is, how can we, so we have ZGo as a point of sale, how can we also add potentially some connection to traditional payment rails? So the vendor can still have both options, but we do it from our side where we are not a walled garden. If you have a customer that walks in with a credit card, you know, go ahead, serve their customer, but they still have the opportunity to also accept.
100%. So if I'm like a vendor in X store, or I own like a brick and mortar coffee shop, I would have a device that would be on the Zego web browser, creating invoices and accepting Zcash. And I could also have like another point of sale system where I need to accept credit cards and cash or et cetera.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. I think that's a really good approach, because I think people always want to lessen that barrier to having to adopt things. And I think by saying, oh yeah, if you just go on like this X web browser with another device, like that, most people have a couple of devices spare that they can use. So I like that approach. What's been the, kind of walk me through the process of development? You know, you're currently receiving a grant from the Zcash Community Grants Program.
Yes, that's
so how long have you been working on that grant? What's been the process of development, and where's Zego at currently today?
So we got our grant approved a little over a year ago. It was late June of last year, and we've worked through most of the grant so far. The last piece that is missing for the original grant is unified addresses, because we had a lot of challenges with how the wallet teams actually got diverted due to the sandblasting. So they didn't implement unified addresses on the wallets. And if the wallets don't have a functionality, then Zego cannot support that functionality either. We kind of like depend on having functional wallets for people to be able to use the application. I think it's, you can always go and use a full node, but usually that's always a little bridge too far for your average person. So having a mobile wallet that supports that basic functionality of that they can send a transaction, they can read a memo, that's critical. And that got delayed significantly because of the sandblasting on the wallets. So we kind of like reshuffled our plan and put unified addresses towards the end, and we've already implemented the functionality on Sapling, and now we're just going to port that functionality to the unified addresses, and that kind of would complete our original grant sometime this summer. And what we want to do after that is to just keep growing the application, work with the community to see if they have ideas of other applications that would be willing to or like possible to integrate with. Because I think that for the foreseeable future, anyone that wants to run a business and accept Zec will always have to have both feet, like one foot on each side, and always do like regular cash, fiat, and traditional payments, and Zec on the other side. And I think providing that flexibility is going to be the thing that is going to help with adoption, rather than just saying, oh, you got to use Zec or use Zec. That's the only option. And that's usually too big of a leap for most people, rather than starting with like, well, we got our existing system. We don't have to change anything. Now there's just the little add-on that is Zec. And then if there's a community that starts like feeding into that input for that business, then maybe at some point they start focusing more on Zec and maybe eventually just use Zec. But I think that we need to kind of like start small, and then the community, by spending their Zec, will signal the businesses that like, this is worthwhile, we can focus on it. And I think starting small by giving the businesses that flexibility is probably one of the best ways for adoption.
Yeah, that's a really good perspective. So what we're seeing here is like, we're just getting people started on that journey, right? We're getting people in the door. We're getting people kind of moving away from a system that is arguably, has its disadvantages, like from central banking, right, related to censorship and various things. Also, financial surveillance are things we talk about a lot. But some people actually just want to just participate in the Zcash or cryptocurrency economy for a number of different reasons, maybe not even related to privacy. So if someone might not be on that full-fledged sovereignty, I'm against like the entire system of like surveillance and I'm trying to opt out completely, right? They might be in a situation where going full in on Zcash or related cryptocurrency might be the right move. But for a lot of people, they just want to get their foot in the door and experiment with it. So I totally get the approach you had here. That was a long-winded thought, so I'm sorry about that.
No.
I guess, so you just mentioned you're going to be finishing up the grant potentially this summer. So what can the community expect? We can now, if we are with our local merchant or local vendor, we can now help onboard them into Zego. and that'll be ready to use with unified addresses, Orchard and Sapling support. And then, so what can the community expect, and what can they do to help you out and help grow the ecosystem around it?
I think that with the release of the unified addresses, I think that will get us to a point where basically we would have very little concern about which wallet the particular vendor or the particular user is using. Because one of the challenges that we run into is that the wallets kind of like go at their own pace. Some went full blast Orchard and threw Sapling away immediately. Other ones have like the support for all of the pools. So, but by implementing the Orchard pool, then most of the modern wallets would be supported. And I think that at that point, it would be a lot easier to go to vendors and say like, hey, this is this way that you can simply accept payments. And all you need is this wallet and go to this website, and then you're in. So I think bringing that up to vendors, to your favorite vendors, I think also suggesting potential use cases that you think where this could apply, I think is also something, because in many cases, like I said during my talk, the whole idea of invoices came from the community. We were very focused on that sort of brick and mortar retail. And they said like, well, what about professional services? You know, like I work remotely and then I send that invoice and I want to get paid in SEC. How do I do that? And we were like, well, we didn't think about that. Let's see what we can do about it. And we were able to build something that basically does that for the community. I think those ideas, having those broad perspectives brought on, really help us make the product better.
No, 100%. And so you said the next steps are working with the community to, you know, build the ecosystem around this application and get more people using it. Where can people follow along with your progress, and where can they learn about how they can help and how they can collaborate with you around Zego?
Yeah, so we have our main website, zego.cash, and we are also on the Fediverse. We have an account for Zego at the Zeal Center, the Mastodon instance for the Zcash community.
Yep.
And we post our updates and news on that account as well as our website. And our website even has an RSS feed, so you can follow our updates there too. Also feel free to reach out to me through the forums or on the Discord, because we are active in all of those platforms.
Awesome, cool. Is there anything that you wanted me to ask you that I haven't asked you today?
I don't think so.
I feel like this is a good update on Zego. And Renee, thank you so much for the time, and appreciate the chance to talk.
You.
And really excited for what's next.
Yeah, well, so are we.
Thanks. Yes, thanks.